My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
Always enjoy this man's visit here on the program. With the Super League being announced, Roger Bennett of Men and Blazers here on The Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Roger?
Oh, Rich Eisen, hold me.
You know the Men and Blazers show if you know soccer.
I'm an American now. You know that, Dan. I'm like, love America more than Kenny Powers loves America.
Roger Bennett, he's a big deal.
Oh, Danny P, it's a joy to be with you.
Are you lonely?
You're on to me. Why'd you say that?
You're surrounded by toys in a small room.
And the Chicago Bears, my prediction of Dynastic Bears. Dan, I've got to tell you, you can never be lonely when you're a sports fan, because just the darkness of being a White Sox fan, a Chicago Bears fan, you learn that when something mildly good happens, you just celebrate that sense of meaning and that deep sense of connection to other fans and not waste a single second. So I'm probably one of the most joyous and upbeat human beings you will have on the show.
Please welcome to The Late Show, Roger Bennett.
I grew up in Liverpool in the 1980s, in a city with massive unemployment. I imbibed as a kid every movie, TV show, you know, Heart to Heart, The Love Boat, Miami Vice, the Chicago Bears, Public Enemy, Run DMC, Molly Ringwald, oh, Beastie Boys and Tracy Chapman. And they all spoke to me like a, you know, siren against a rock, saying, come, be here. Your life may be hopeless. There may feel like there's no future. But the reality is, come here. Life can be lived in Technicolor.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
In getting you ready for this, I'm not even sure that you, the Bears fan, are ready for the conversation with Roger Bennett, because he is one of you and he is a beautiful soul, and we are very lucky to have him here on The Score. He's also on Twitch if you want to check out the background, which is great. So before we get into football or the White Sox or anything else, Roger, first, welcome. And secondly, how did you feel when 32 years later or whatever, Tracy Chapman ends up with a Grammy for writing one of the most beautiful songs ever?
Oh, now we're asking the really hard questions. Can I just say what a lovely joy it is to be with you gents on this day in which the Bears are about to conquer England. That introduction, which I do want to have played at my funeral as my coffin is lowered into the ground. You don't even need me to interview. It's like listening to AI Rog just talk about sports and love and death and everything that comes in between. That was quite a piece of work. Huge respect to the poor editor that had to make up that mad bastard.
That's our guy. It's our guy Chris Tannehill, and you joined the likes of Ice Cube in praising the intro on this afternoon show. Mr.
Oh,
Bennett.
My Lord. Mr. Tannehill, you may, of the Tannehill clan, what an incredible man you must be after listening to that. You're asking about Tracy Chapman. I'd say it's remarkable. What I loved about that night when she, she's the one guest we've never been able to book on the Men in Blazers show. We've always wanted her. Everybody else has come on, all the dream guests from my lifetime. And just to see her do her Grammys, but to do it in her own style. She came on, I don't know if you remember, she won a Grammy and then got out. She didn't pose for photos. She didn't hobnob. She just did her business and then slipped out the back door again. What an air of, that is peak entertainment aura. And may we speak of Caleb Williams in the same breath? In about 30 years' time.
That sounds good, but it strikes me as you talk about Tracy Chapman, that's kind of like a Walter Payton touchdown celebration, isn't it? Just hand the ball to the referee. You know you'll be back.
God, what an incredible human being. Also, I've got this painting right behind me. I wrote a book about my love of the United States of America and why I moved here, and we've chatted about it before, so I'm not going to go on. But what you just said moved me so deeply, because when the book came out, I think it was the Wall Street Journal, they did a feature on my book, and they did this incredible illustration of all the things that made me move here in, from Liverpool in the 1980s. And I know you're listening to this on the radio, dear listener, so you can't actually see this unless you're following along on Twitch.
Twitch, yeah.
But it's Ferris Bueller driving a car through the Northern Shire. I think that's meant to be Highland Park, actually, in the background. It's Don Johnson. Tracy Chapman is right by Walter Payton, both of them side by side. Larry Hagman, obviously. And it's me in the corner with an RB sandwich, which I just scored in Rogers Park. So to see Tracy Chapman and Walter Payton spoken in the same breath, that you have essentially, I think, just described my DNA.
Roger, I always think it's beautiful, and you had a best-selling book about this, but I always think it's beautiful when you talk about your vision of the American dream and it coming true. As you grow as an American citizen now, what are the things that you hold dear? What are the things that are still important to you as you spread the gospel of being an American citizen?
That's a beautiful question. Thank you so much for asking. I mean, because you're asking at a remarkable time in our nation's history. So all I'll say is, you know, I grew up in Liverpool in the 1980s in a dark, dark time, economically, politically, culturally. And the United States was a ray of light at that time. The Chicago Bears in particular, you know, this team who for decades had been hapless, hopeless, almost wasting in the career of the greatest to ever play the game, Walter Payton, until right at the very end. And I would watch the NFL started to be broadcast just before that year as highlights. And I fell in love with this Bears team. For many, many reasons, as many of your listeners will remember, this was a team that showed you that whatever you are, you don't have to be, and you can reinvent yourself and go on a very different journey. So I watched them with great marvel, you know, Jim McMahon, all the way through to Kevin Butler. I love the kickers. Maybe it's because I was actually a soccer fan. Maury Buford and everybody in between. All those guys, I adored and was dazzled. And they showed me, in that time, a dream that life could be lived in color, technicolor, as opposed to the black and white I felt like I was living in it. So I eventually did become an American citizen in 2018. And when you become an American citizen, it's one of the most profound experiences. Anyone listening, you can go and watch a citizenship ceremony in Chicago. It's beautiful because I got sworn in with like 180 other human beings. Many of them had walked across deserts or, you know, fled civil war and worse to be in that room. I just kind of escaped a few beatings on the streets of Liverpool to be there. But all of us had been there because America had given us what we needed in our darkest hours, which is a sense of possibility, hope, and that a different life was possible. And I'm not naive. You know, the American dream is very different from the American reality, which is why I think you're asking me the question. So ultimately, I do believe in the lines of the great poet Langston Hughes, "Let America be America again," where he writes, "The land that that never has been and yet must be." And I think just trying to close the gap between the dream and the reality is really the mission for every American.
Your joy and love for the opportunities that America provides, like any era of immigrants, it's a really good reminder. That's what it should serve as for what our own ancestors felt, whether it's mine at Ellis Island in the 10s and 20s, you know, or whether it's others earlier than that or others since that. It's like you've got that joy for it. You've got that newfound baby joy for America that lets us see it again a second time. So thanks for that. It matters.
You're a beautiful human being. I do. It's important to know, I arrived in Chicago, but my family left Ukraine. My great grandfather, he thought he was headed to Chicago. That's why I moved there. And the boot docked in Liverpool. I've told this story on your show before. And he saw the one tall building on the Liverpool skyline, thought he was in New York and got off. And so my grandfather used to dream of Chicago where you could, we'd never been, but we dream of this place we should have been where life would be better. So I moved as soon as I could, but I arrived as an illegal alien. I just overstayed my tourist visa and I hustled, you know, in Hyde Park. I was a waiter and a baker. I moved to Rogers Park because that was my name. I'd never been there before. I was like, cool, I live in Rogers Park. I arrived. Michael Jordan retired that same night. I mean, I just brought a darkness to your city. And so ultimately, yes, I mean, it is a remarkable moment in our nation. And there's not a second that I do not wake up every morning and thank God that I live in America. Thank God, you know, I've become an American, and it's something that I never take for granted.
Roger, how excited are you about Caleb Williams?
Oh, how excited are you guys? I am very excited about, you know, when Mecole Hardman in that Hard Knocks said to Caleb before the Kansas City Chiefs game and said, you think you're not going to be nervous, right? And that was the moment, because he knew he couldn't lie to a guy that had won it all or was on the team that had won it all. And he kind of just sly smiled. Look, I'm excited enough about Caleb to what I returned to Chicago for that first game of the season. I wanted to be at Soldier Field. I wanted to be able to tell my kids that I was there for the first game of the greatest, consistently great quarterback since Sid Luckman. You know, I want that moment as much as anybody. Right now, I'm a lot more excited about Torrey Taylor. I mean, it's a lot. I don't know what we were expecting. It's like Mozart, Bobby Fischer, Lil Bow Wow. I mean, it is hard to be a protege and then carry it through in the NFL.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
But where are you on the there's a phrase. I do a show with a team called Wrexham who have Rob and Ryan, Rob Reynolds Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney have lifted this team. I'm sure many of your viewers have seen the television show. And the Wrexham fans have gone from like the equivalent of single A baseball. They're like in triple A now. They're on this journey towards the major leagues. And they've suffered for so long, like Chicago Bears fans, like we've suffered for so bloody long.
Yes.
But they have a phrase there where even though they're winning and it's incredible and everyone's there, they keep saying, we know we're going to find a way to Wrexham it up. And I've got to be honest, gents. I'm like, I love Caleb Williams. I love his aura. I love the possibility. But I'm convinced, like, right now, I'm like, I'm sure we're going to Chicago Bear it up somehow.
Oh, no. That's my mindset. Hush your mouth, Roger. Look, we understand that thought process. We've been using the phrase, they're going to Bears it up. They're going to do that. Some people feel that way and they think, oh, no, they got the wrong offensive coordinator. And, oh, no, Jaden Daniels is the right guy. They shouldn't have passed on Jaden Daniels when everybody in the NFL would have taken Caleb number one. We are a fandom, as you know, defined by quarterback starvation. We've never really had one. I thoroughly believe that now we do. And nothing in these five games has dissuaded me, and I don't think it's dissuaded you, Lawrence, from this belief that we got one. This kid has gotten better. He has grown every single week. It's been natural. He's been fundamentally sound and started to hit his layups. And now this past week, he extended it down the field. We're feeling good. They're not going to Bears it up. Just because the previous regimes did doesn't mean that Ryan Poles is going to. It's all right to believe, Roger. Let yourself believe.
I like Ryan Poles. That aura is, that is a sophisticated. I would follow Ryan Poles into battle. He's a leader. And so, yes. As a handhold, I believe in that. And I love your analysis. I love you. Look, if you and Lawrence feel it, I'm feeling it too. Because I do want to believe. I dare to believe. I dare to be hurt again, gents. That's really where I am. Which ultimately is the wonder of sports. That we can destroy ourselves. We can self-immolate. But ultimately, we have the same number of limbs that we began with when the game began afterwards. And it's that ecstatic pain, which I relate to deeply. As a Bears fan.
Yeah, there's some British writer, I forget who it was, wrote, it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all, right? I forget what Jamoke said there.
Yeah, I think it was, I'm trying to remember great Chicago Tribune writers.
Mike Royko.
There you go, it's definitely Royko. It's definitely Royko, right? Didn't he invent writing?
Roger, what's your favorite piece of Bears memorabilia that you own?
My favorite piece of Bears memorabilia, looking around, when I was a kid, by the way, my eye just went to my signed Joey Cora street sign, which is definitely my favorite piece of Chicago memorabilia, because God, I love Joey Cora. I just love, he's my archetypal athlete, just somebody who was good, but not great. But just like whatever that gap was between the two, he just made up for it with passion. Like there was not a second he took the field that he wasn't just utterly elated to be there. And I think that's what I look for in all of my athletes. I think I've got a signed over there, a signed Sid Luckman photograph signed by Sid himself. When wow. I first came to Chicago when I was 16 and at all of your Arby's. I mean, my God, what an invention. Shout out to Arby's. I was like, oh my God, I never want to leave. But we went right from the airport to an Arby's and I was just like, oh my God. If you know, manna from heaven in the Bible, it was like, oh my God, give me Arby's or give me death. And I was on this trip. I was all over a random pen friend, a wonderful man in Northbrook, invited me to stay with him for several weeks. We went to Old Comiskey. I became a White Sox fan. I went to the Cubs the next day, but I was already committed. And I regret that decision quite terribly. But
don't we all, Roger?
God,
don't we all?
Bless. It's the pain. It's the agony. And my random pen frat pal took me to see his grandmother on the Gold Coast, one of those hulking buildings. I went to see her, and an old man was collecting his post. It was one of those when you come up in the elevator and there's two entries. And I looked at him, and he looked at me. And my friend went, oh, that's Sid Luckman. It was just random fate that I met. And I genuinely fell to my knees. I kissed his feet. He was then a geriatric. And I put he wobbled back into his apartment, pulled out a photograph and signed it for me in kind of the curly old man handwriting that everybody over the age of 56 has in America. And so it'd be Sid Luckman. And I would love to have a signed Caleb Williams photograph to put alongside that, just the two Chicago goats, not to diminish Jim McMahon, who gave me so much bloody pleasure as a human being and a man of wonder. But those are the two goats. Please God, one a future goat, one the Bears goat, Sid Luckman.
We will. We should try to get that for Roger. Although he needs to get it signed in person, probably to have the full effect. You could kiss his feet and tell him those are the same lips that kissed Sid's feet.
When Caleb's 82 and he's living in the Gold Coast and he's shuffling out to get his mail and some annoying kid from England. Yeah, it's going to be in that curly old man handwriting that Americans do that I just love.
So there's a mini fridge now. Doug Kramer is the mini fridge, and we know how important the actual fridge, William Perry, was to you. We're thinking this could be the weekend where the mini fridge gets the ball, that he gets a touchdown this weekend. How would that feel as a Bears
fan? Is that inside info?
Well, we had just trying to speak
it into existence.
Well, here's the thing, Roger. We had Doug on the show. And he's been in the backfield for the last couple of weeks, and they've kind of upped what they're asking him to do. And so I asked him, I said, you know, can you catch? And he wouldn't tell us. which makes me believe that there could be something afoot. There could be a moment of poetry in London with a Bears big man in the backfield, scoring a touchdown.
Stop it now. Can I say that is a stunning prospect. I could not be more excited when he wouldn't tell you. That's the second best answer after him saying the Bears crap in the woods when you asked him if he could catch. But that would be stunning, because the Bears won the Super Bowl, and many of your older listeners will remember the beginning of preseason that year, they went to London. They played the Dallas Cowboys in the first, what was then called the American Bowl in Wembley. And I'd actually just come over to Chicago in my mind so I could meet the Bears. But then they'd gone to where I was, and I was there where they should be. And it was very, very annoying. They just drafted Neil Anderson, and I wanted to meet that dude. And so I had to watch all the English people. I said this on your show when I was last on, Lawrence, is that Walter Payton practiced in the park in London. Like, so few people in England knew who the Bears were. They trained in the park, and Phil Collins brought his son for a photo op. And I've never hated Phil Collins more than I did in that moment when he posted.
Not even when Sussudio came out? Not even then?
I do loathe Collins, but I do realize the source of my loathing is all about that moment. Like, I wanted to be him. I've turned out to look very like him. All bald, old dudes look the same. So they were over there. And then the fridge did his thing. He charmed England. He won over England. What an incredible athlete. We forget how fast he was, how great his hands were for an enormous human being. What joy for human beings who watched it. I mean, is that not what sports is about in that moment? Like, the joy that the name William Refrigerator Perry means for Chicagoans of a certain age to watch him, the collective memories forged around that around how many plays are we talking about? Is it like 7 or 8 iconic plays on offense in the William Perry? But my God, I mean, may we all have such a legacy. And anyway, they flew back and I went to meet them at O'Hare. This is the story I told last time I was on. And I will say, I met Walter Payton. Ultimately, my dream was to meet Walter Payton. I met Walter Payton, the loveliest human being, at 4 o'clock in the morning after Mike Ditka tried to stub a cigar out in my face and say, "These men are your heroes. Leave them alone." As if there were thousands of kids trying to mob them and there was really just me and the two friends I was with. Walter Payton, sweet, incredible, wonderful human being, even at 4 a.m. jet lagged with some random English kid. Bugging him. And then William Refrigerator Perry bounded out with several trunk bearers, larger than life, remarkable. And he whispered something in my ear. He said, "Dream big dreams, kid. I did, and you can too," which now I work with athletes, I know is whatever any athlete says to any kid when they want them to piss off. But I heard it as gospel. He signed my pad, The Fridge, which is also amazing. I can't stop thinking about that. Stop signing William Perry. Signed it The Fridge. That's what he'd become. And I left that meeting, 4 o'clock in the morning, random O'Hare Airport meeting with The Fridge, and turned around and said, "I'm going to move to Chicago. The Fridge is telling me to take my life's destiny into its own hands." So I'm so bloody grateful. That team changed lives. Mine for the better, your listeners for the worse, because here I am now.
Roger Bennett, what a joy to get to talk to you and to start our show this afternoon with this kind of humanity and Bears fandom as well. But just a lovely visit. We appreciate you, and enjoy the game on Sunday morning, please.
Enjoy London, all Bears fans. Lawrence Holmes, I want you to know you're an icon and a legend, and it's so lovely to see you. And thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you, Roger. Really appreciate it. That is a lovely, lovely man, Roger Bennett himself. I don't know how we follow that up.
We don't. We just play it again.
Dan Wiederer will join us from London.
Oh, he'll take care of it. He'll do it.
It's next on The Score.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.